Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Everett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ross Glode. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ben Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Juan Uribe. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Joe Borchard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Josh Stewart. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The left fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ben Broussard. Batting seventh. The DH, Josh Phelps. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jody Jarrett. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chad Durbin. And now, play ball. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rowand takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rowand moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rowand scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Everett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 White Sox. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Glode hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Broussard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Glode moves to second. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glode scores. Uribe moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Joe Borchard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Borchard takes first base on ball 4. Rick White now pitching. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rowand is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rowand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uribe scores. Borchard moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. Martinez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alomar out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Glode, who is chasing the ball. Belliard reaches third base with a triple. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Glode. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Belliard scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawton for the out. Vizquel moves to third. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Glode. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Vizquel scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Blake hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Broussard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Glode is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Glode hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Crisp. Glode reaches second base with a double. Ben Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Phelps is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phelps hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Rowand. Phelps reaches second base with a double. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crisp hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Jarrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jarrett takes first base on ball 4. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Phelps moves to third. Jarrett moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Glode settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phelps tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jarrett. Uribe reaches second base with a double. Joe Borchardt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Borchardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Borchardt hits a line drive into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rowand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rowand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Broussard is 0-for-1 in the game. Broussard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Crisp. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Everett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Everett strikes out. 2 outs. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Glode is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Glode hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Konerko scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Ben Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Phelps is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phelps is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Phelps strikes out. 1 out. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Crisp is 0-for-1 in the game. Crisp hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Jody Gerrard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gerrard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gerrard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Belliard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Belliard hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-6, White Sox. Neil Kotz now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Borchardt, who is chasing the ball. Vizquel reaches third base with a triple. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. It's 9-7, White Sox. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blake is 0-for-2 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Uribe is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Uribe hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, White Sox. Joe Borchardt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Borchardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Borchardt takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Cabrera now pitching. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rowand hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Rowand reaches second base with a double. Borchardt moves to third. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field. Lawton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lawton. Borchardt scores. Rowan scores. Alomar moves to third. Konerko moves to second. It's 12-7, White Sox. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Everett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Konerko moves to third. It's 13-7, White Sox. Ross Glode batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Glode is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Glode hits a fly ball into right field. Jarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Konerko tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 14-7, White Sox. Ben Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Broussard is 0-for-2 in the game. Broussard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-8, White Sox. Josh Phelps is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phelps is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phelps hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crisp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jarrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Uribe is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Uribe hits a line drive towards first. Broussard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Borchardt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Borchardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Borchardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rowand is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Belliard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Belliard hits a line drive towards first. Conurco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Vizquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Vizquel hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Glode settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Miller now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Conurco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Conurco is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Conurco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Everett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Everett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Harris now playing second base. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Polit now pitching. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blake is 0-for-3 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Broussard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Broussard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. David Risk now pitching. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gloed is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Gloed hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 4 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Valentin moves to second. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Uribe is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Uribe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Phelps is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phelps hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-9, White Sox. Coco Crisp batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crisp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crisp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jarrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jarrett hits a fly ball into left field. Gloed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Belliard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Belliard strikes out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Valentin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Borchardt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Borchardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Borchardt strikes out. 1 out. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rowand is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rowan strikes out. Two outs. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Gloed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 4 in the game. Blake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Blake moves to second. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Broussard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Broussard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.